From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The new director of the Colorado State Fair is wrapping up her first week on the job. Sarah Cummings comes to the State Fair after working with and running various fairs in California. She also at one time was a participant.
I grew up showing animals at the fair, exhibiting, sewing, and baking. Never in a million years did I think that I would be here today. But it's something that just emanates from me. I really love what I do.
Cummings says she sees herself traveling the state and visiting agricultural institutions like 4-H and FFA.
Getting involved with our local communities and the communities throughout the state is so important for the state fair to remain relevant and to remain an important part of what those 4-H and FFA programs stand for.
She says she's looking forward to the upcoming year to see how the fair has traditionally functioned and then grow from there. The effects of El Niño this year are expected to help keep drought conditions at bay in southern Colorado. KRCC's Dana Cronin has more.
El Niño has brought above-average precipitation to Colorado so far this season, and even more is expected in the spring. Paul Woolen is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Pueblo. He says he doesn't expect a drought to redevelop this year because of these wetter-than-normal conditions.
There's still some areas of dryness over parts of eastern Colorado, but that could go away with one or two storms this springtime.
Woolen says the upcoming months are predicted to be dry, but El Niño will become more apparent in the spring months. For KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.